And it's the Phil Henry Show, world famous and all that, man, on philhenryshow.com. We are live and mobile. Listen live on our website. We're also live and mobile on TuneIn. And again, if you're traditionally listening to us on radio stations, if you're wondering what happened to Phil, man, he used to be on here in Busted Whistle, Arkansas. Well, you know, I'm not trying to be smart, but wherever you live, and there's all kinds of places where we've been heard. And where's Phil? He's not on in Portland. Or I remember listening to you, Phil. Or we have you on here. Well, now it's even easier. You see, it's not that tough.
You sounded just like a commercial lady, but now it's even easier.
Yeah, you did, Mr. Henry.
I mean, I'm not trying to make fun, Phil. Now it's even easier. It did. It sounded very good.
Thank you. Okay, well, you know.
Well, Phil, you traditionally have a more of a commercial background, don't you?
Yes, Phil, you'll notice, has a very nice voice.
Yeah, Mr. Henry's more professional.
Yes, and the thing I...
All right, hold on. What are you talking about, you know?
Well, we're not trying to interrupt, Phil. We just noticed you have a more polished, professional demeanor.
Yeah, well, I came up at a time... Do we really want to talk about this now?
I'd like to, yes.
Well, I want to say the thing that I want to say.
Let him say the thing that he wants to say.
Well, what are you going to say?
I'm talking about how we're going to be on, web next week.
You're going to be all over web. Good Lord, Phil, if this was another time and another place.
Yeah. Jack Webb is spinning in his grave, isn't he?
Give me five, General.
What is it? You guys are real glib tonight. I said, and what I meant was, we're going to be on the World Wide Web tomorrow. I mean, next week. So I'm trying to explain that to people. But yeah, I've done a lot of commercial. I came up at a time when your voice, you know, having a nice voice and being able to elocute.
What's that?
You know, being able to...
You got to pronounce the word good.
Yeah, you got to pronounce the word good. That was really valuable, so I learned how to do that. And I was always doing public speaking or some jazz like that. Not public speaking, but, you know, like debate class and stuff, General.
Oh, yeah, where you would debate the different topics and issues of the day.
Yes, I was on the debate team.
Yeah, it's just not about you, though.
I beg your pardon?
This is not about you.
All right, take it easy before feelings get hurt.
How about him? It's not about me. It is about between you and me and Phil. It's about me and Phil. Between me and Phil, it's about Phil. But between you, me, and Phil, it ain't about you. It's about me.
And Phil?
It's more about me between the three... Well...
Are you kidding me or something?
Sorry.
So anyway, next week... We're going to have our show on the World Wide Web and be forewarned and all that. And you can get us on TuneIn, and you can get us on the Phil Henry Show website, and you can get us, man, you can get it all over the place. You can also be listening to the podcasts. Boy, that sounded kind of...
Boy, you just said you can also be listening to... how about the colloquialism of Mr. Henry, too?
It's just fun analyzing you tonight, Phil. I'm sorry.
No, Mr. Henry, they're allowed to, like, analyze you.
That's invasive to his body.
No, it's not invasive, although I don't want to be analyzed. Next week, we will be also dropping a podcast in the afternoon on the same day of the broadcast. So you can hear our podcast same day. You can also listen to the show live. And
what is the advantage of doing the live show when the podcast is available on the same day that the podcast was made available? You're probably saying that wrong.
Now, what is the advantage of it being a podcast? What's the advantage of you doing the live show?
Well, the advantage of doing a live show is it's just live. I like the idea that there is an option for the listeners that they can hear it live. Now, a lot of the podcasts you hear, it probably doesn't much matter because they're more presentational in terms of, like, this is a podcast about something, like, you know, like, remember when we did Paul Gilmartin's or when we did Mark Maron? You know, Mark does an interview thing. Paul does this, the mental health happy hour. And it's kind of like most of the guys do that. But we do a sort of all-purpose radio format. And the radio format is one that works well, not necessarily best, but well when it's live. So,
well, if it's not at its best when it's live.
I don't know. I mean, we will evolve this as we go. And one of the great things about doing what we're doing is we can do anything we want. We can explore and expand and experiment any way we want to. We can branch out and do other podcasts. We can just do this one as the main one, and we can do, you know.
Well, now you said that this Dooley woman that I'm not familiar with.
Well, she does this podcast at her own.
Yeah. Now, that's going to be incorporated in the body of the show, is my understanding, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, I'm not familiar with the Dooley woman. What does she do?
Well, I mean,
She's a woman. You don't...
I don't want to know about it, huh?
Wait, what do you mean you don't want to know about it?
Well, Margaret's giving me the high sign over there.
Yeah, you gotta just don't go there. You wouldn't want to drop that.
All right, never mind.
No, wait a minute. Wait. She's the president of a homeowners association. She has 3 kids. She's got a husband. And she has interesting things to talk about.
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't want to mix and mingle. I certainly don't want to interfere.
Well, it's not interfering, and Margaret's had a long-standing rivalry with her, so...
No. That's got nothing to do with it, not at all. No. I simply critically and objectively find the woman to be... She's troubling. She's disturbing. Very, very disturbing.
Oh, you find her disturbing?
Yes, I would say so.
I don't think she's disturbing. I don't think it's disturbing.
Thank you, Bud. No one asked you.
I asked you, Bud. Thank you very much.
I didn't hear you.
Well, I'm just now. I'm asking him as I'm going into the past now. Okay, Bud, I'm in the time machine. I'm asking you, what do you think of Mrs. Dooley?
Oh, yeah, she's not disturbing.
Thank you. Okay, now fast forward to the present.
All right, we're fasting forward to the present. Where's the time machine? I really hate you when you do dumb junk like that.
Dumb junk like that. Margaret, you belie and you betray...
Excuse me, I'm going into my purse for a napkin. I can't really be listening to you right now.
Why can't you listen to him when you're going into your purse?
Because I'm looking for a napkin to clean something off of this suit jacket, which I just bought at Chevrolet's, and I can tell you right now, this is a $900 jacket. Thank you.
All right, that's very nice, Margaret. You know...
It's a $900 jacket.
Okay, and so...
So, I've got a chili stain on it.
Yeah, you're eating chili with a $900 jacket.
I had some chili for...
I mean, I don't know. You know, a $900 jacket, one would think maybe you take that off before you're eating. Where'd you have the chili?
That's none of your business. Where did I have the chili? Woo! Get a look.
Well, Phil, she's wearing a $900 jacket. I don't think you ask a woman.
You don't? I see. Okay. I didn't know that I'm not allowed to ask certain questions of a woman who's wearing a $900 jacket. Forgive me for that.
You can be all kinds of smartass, Phil. You can be every shade of smartass, every grade of smartass. The answer is the same. None of your beeswax.
Margaret?
None of your beeswax.
Phil, I think you need discretion being the better part of valor.
Well, what does that mean, discretion the better part of valor?
I don't know, and I'm not talking about it, and never mind. So now I'm completely off course again. Oh, on Monday...
Yes. Monday, the webcast, blah, 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 blah. Where are the napkins?
Why don't you get one of those baby wipes?
Yeah, no, you're not. You're supposed to wipe, well...
You're not just supposed to wipe your ass with one of them.
I'm trying to keep it clean here. All right. So that will be happening on Monday. And also pursuant to that, we're going to be excited to possibly, technologically... augment our presentation, our video presentation and our audio presentation with the guests and so on and so forth. So we'll let you know. It's terribly exciting. I'm really thrilled because the time change, we're going to be on at 9 a.m. instead of this. I've been doing nights for the last, God knows, well, since I left Miami, I was doing afternoons in Miami, so that's 96.
Now, didn't you do afternoon drive in L.A. briefly?
I did afternoon drive in L.A. for maybe a year. Not quite a year. But since 96 to now is 18 years at minus one. That's 17 years I've been working nights. It ain't fun, man. Doing nights is one of the things about doing nights, people think, oh, you get to sleep in and you can do it. The whole damn day is spent thinking about the fact that you got to go to work that night. The whole day is spent thinking about what are you going to do that night. The whole damn day is spent thinking about how you're going to do it, when are you going to do it, why are you going to do it. There's no relaxing going on. You know.
Well, what about this sleep issue you have?
Yeah, now that's the other thing. I'm going to have Dr. Jim Sadler here in a moment. We also have Brad Rifkin, who we did not have on the show yesterday, and apologize. He was supposed to be on the program to talk to me about the proposed autobiography that I'm going to be writing in Your Wildest Hallucinations. So Brad Rifkin will be joining us, and then Dr. Jim Sadler here this next break to talk about, you know, insomnia. We also got some Justin Bieber audio. Did you hear this? Everybody been telling me, you got to hear this. This kid's a real scumbag. He's a real punk and a half.
Well, and I'm glad you asked me, Phil, because I do want to give my read on this, and I think it's very important.
Oh, she did it again.
Would you stop with the whole...
That is my... I want to give my read on Justin Bieber.
I can't sit in the same room when she does that.
Well, that's good news for me.
We're going to be back, and talk about the Bieber and this deposition tape that has surfaced, which sounds pretty jacked up, if you ask me, man. The kid's sounding like all kinds of smartass on this tape, and the attorney sounds like he wants to throttle the kid, and who knows? Maybe it's going to happen one of these days. We'll hear a deposition tape from TMZ. Here's Justin Bieber today, and you silly just did...
Oh, God, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
I'd pay money to see that.
All right, we'll be back here. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Coming up next is Dr. Jim Savage. Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We're live and mobile on our website, philhenryshow.com, live and mobile at TuneIn. And I got a nice cup of coffee here, and I haven't touched it, you know?
That looks delicious. I'm saying it looks delicious for the benefit of your listeners.
Well, is that the Turkish?
Yes, what's up with you, General?
I'll just say, is that the Turkish?
Good God, you... If this guy's been dropping those...
You didn't get into that Adderall again, did you?
I didn't get into any Adderall. I'm just, is that Turkish? Because I could use a blast and a half of that, that's for sure.
No, get you some, General.
Thank you, Dickman.
What is with you, man? You look all wired up.
I'm not wired up. I'm trying to be wired up.
Well, I can tell you, you didn't take any of that Unisom that I took, did you?
No, the Unisom. You know, you got to be... Excuse me, Phil. You know, I respect you and love you, but what? How did you turn all P-word and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, got P-word on that, but same with Unisom.
How'd that ever happen to you that you turned into a real... Excuse me for saying this. A real B-word... That you can't even handle it yet.
I'm a bitch because I can't handle Unisom?
Well, Phil, let's be reasonable, for God's sake.
It's not like Unisom is any kind of a heavy downer, Phil.
Hey, let me just explain something, and we will move on here to our close personal friend, Dr. Jim Sandler. I'm not a drug user.
Neither am I, Phil. I don't know about anybody else here. I would hope and pray. Have you drug tested these people?
No, I have not.
Why?
Hey, are you saying he needs the drug? You know something?
Wait. I'm not drug testing anybody. I'm not commenting on anybody. I don't use recreational drugs. Last one, I got a hold of that medical weed for sleep, right?
Yes, sure.
That's exactly why I got a hold of it. You know, I don't even like marijuana. I smoked it in my younger days, and I stopped smoking it because chemically, biochemically, it doesn't agree with me. I don't like it. Booze is far more, if you want to know the drug that would probably have gotten me addicted had I not had if I'd had an addictive personality, would have been the opposite of weed, which is cocaine, you know? I'm just follow me here, Margaret, okay?
Yeah, you can't give us anything. You're going to try to get him in trouble.
I'm a reporter. I ask the tough questions.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
That's a tough question. Hey, did you ever snort cocaine at a park? The guy lived in California. What do you think he did? Of course he did.
Now, please don't answer on my behalf, General. Just all I'm telling you is I don't like weed. When I got a hold of that medical weed for sleep, which is what the CanMed guy prescribed, it didn't do it for me, man. So I'm not even, you know, smoking that anymore. But the point is that the recreational use of drugs that's not in my life, but I ain't drug testing anybody around here. And that's that, Jack. All right, Dr. Jim Sadler will join us. What do we got him on the line here for? I don't even remember why we brought him on. Bud, do you know?
Uh-uh.
Does anybody know why we have Dr. Sadler here?
I don't remember. You were going to bring him on about medical marijuana?
No, not about medical marijuana. If you guys don't stop interrupting me, I swear to God, I'm going to have a psychotic break, what they call a psychotic break, where I just start to flip out. I start to throw things, and I start, man.
Well, Phil, I have no idea why you've got this guy Sadler. I could well imagine is it something to do with the sleep?
That's it. Unisom. Okay. Now,
Oh, God. Phil, don't say anything about a product, because it could get you sued.
Hold on for a minute, will you? What do you mean sued? Dr. Sadler, how are you, sir?
Good evening, Phil. I'm doing well, thank you.
I wanted to ask you about the whole insomnia thing that I've been going through here for the last 2 weeks. Last night, I took a half of a Unisom.
I'm curious. Did you say that you had smoked some of the medical marijuana? that you had tried the medical marijuana?
Yes, I had.
And that did not alleviate the insomnia?
No, it didn't. The first couple of nights I dropped off okay. It helped me get to sleep, but then I woke up in about an hour.
All right. So what we're talking about is a need for REM sleep. And REM sleep, of course, is the rapid eye movement sleep. And that's the deepest kind of sleep that there is.
Yet, how come that's deep sleep even though your eyeballs are moving?
Well, but your eyeballs, you are very much in deep sleep. You are out. You're out like a light, like the saying goes, you know?
Yeah, but that's not a bad question. If we're really out in a really, really deep sleep, how come our eyes are darting around?
Well, your eyes are darting around because you're now into a very deep subconscious state whereby the subconscious mind is now activated and becomes the predominant mind. So you're so zonked out and so zoned out that now you are in that state of mind where you're in another world and you're awake in that world. You're asleep, but you're awake in that world.
Are you talking about dreaming?
Yes, that's what it is. You're dreaming. I wasn't using the right word. So when you're dreaming, it feels like you're awake. And if you're awake, your eyes are looking around, your eyeballs. You're using your eyeballs when you're dreaming. I mean, you're not really, but you think you are. So you're going to move them around.
All right, so rapid eye movement reflects the fact that we're dreaming and we're looking around at stuff?
In the dream, yeah.
But now, how do we know for sure that... Well, I have great respect for you, Dr. Sandler, but I heard that you'd at one time been a veterinarian.
I was a veterinarian, but then I got my medical degree. Are we going to go through this again? Because if...
No, we're not going to go... Look at General, it's like me asking you, how do I know you really know your stuff? I know it says that you're a general, but weren't you once a private, you know?
I was a private in the same... In other words, he used to be a veterinarian... Not a veterinarian, but a
veterinarian.
A veterinarian. That's like he used to be a private in the Russian army, but now he's a general in the United States of the America. Well, by the same token, I...
Could you hold on for a minute, Phil, because there's a phone call coming in.
The general's talking to you.
I understand. I got to get... Hello, Dr. Sandler.
Should I... hold on.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah? Yeah? Yeah. Well.
Hey, Doc?
I'm sorry. I gotta get going. I'm sorry, Phil. I shouldn't have taken that call. So you're saying to me, General...
Well, it sounded... Was that a medical call or...
Yeah, it was a patient, and they were... they're suffering. I'm so sorry, but I have to take... I've had to take that call, Phil.
I understand.
All right, so I would say this to you, General. It's a fair question, but yes, I am a doctor.
All right, so you, as a doctor, you're saying...
Hold on, I'm so sorry. Hold on for a minute, Phil. Can you hold on?
One more time, Doc, and then we got to go.
I'm sorry, hold on. Hello? Hey. Yeah. Okay, I got to go. All right, Phil. I'm sorry, I've got a very sick patient.
Hold on for a minute.
What do you mean a sick patient?
I've got that person I just talked to is on death's door. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm listening to you go...
I don't know what you thought. I was talking to the family, yeah. And
well, were you talking... You said that person's on death's door?
That person is about ready to die. To die. You understand? What are you people saying?
Doc, we heard you answer the phone and go, laughing.
I am talking to... My bedside manner is none of your business, okay? My bedside manner is none of your business.
No, you're talking about your bedside manner for, man.
Yeah, that's grotesque.
I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about... Oh, baby.
He's not talking about sex. He's talking about his bedside manner as a medical man. All right. We're talking here, Doctor... About what, Phil?
We have to break here. I think we have to break. Nikki, we're getting close. I want to just hold a thought there, Doc, because I want to get us back on track, and that is the sleep issue.
Right, we're talking about sleep, and this guy, not this guy, but General Shaw, who I respect all of a sudden, is can you hold on? I'm sorry, Phil. I really, honest to God, am.
I'm not going to keep doing this, you understand?
I just one more. Dr. Sandler? Yeah, Dr. Jim Sandler, hello? Yeah, I do too. I feel the same way. You know I do. I would never have. No, no, no. That's nothing. No, it's just it was a wound. No, it's got nothing to. Yeah. Okay, baby. Yeah. You put on that little. You got those blue panties. Okay. All right, Phil. That was an emergency.
Blue panties? Is that an emergency?
Dr. Sadler, seconds. Do you understand?
Oh, just hold on.
You guys are.
All right, we'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And I'm not exactly sure what it is the doc's talking about there, but I can tell you right now, bud, I'm going to hang up on him.
Hey, Dr. Sadler, whatever it is you're talking about.
Hold on for a minute. We'll be right back here. We'll talk to him during the break. Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. And we'll be back with Dr. Jim Sadler talking about insomnia, I think, or the blue panties, one of the two. Welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. We are, as of next week, we are a totally web online radio show or audio show or crazy thing. And that starts at 9 a.m. on the 17th. 9 a.m. on the 17th. Dr. Jim Sadler is with us. He is a longtime contributor to the Phil Hendry Show, one of our contributors, medical contributor. We're talking about insomnia. And with me also is General Galen Shaw, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, and Robert Leonard.
I'm sorry, Phil, can I say something?
Go ahead, Doc.
Does anyone else there in the studio have insomnia, or is it just Phil? I want to know, because there's differences in the modality. You know what I'm saying about the modality?
No.
There is a difference, personality, lifestyle. It all is very different from person to person.
Yeah, I do have it myself, Doc.
Bud, you suffer from insomnia as well. Now, what I'd like to do, Phil, is I want to see the difference between... all right, you're going to get angry. Please, Phil, please.
Look, Doc, if you're taking another phone call from the girl with the blue panties...
Phil, please don't be rude. That's terribly unfair.
Dr. Sadler, this is General Shaw.
General Shaw, I must take this call. Hold on.
You're called. You got some chick on the line with a blue panty, and we won't have it, I tell you.
Please, Doc. I mean, please, General. I'm the doc. Although I was looking in the mirror when I said that. Please, Doc, be fair with the General. Okay, I will. General, please, just hold on.
Boy, you're crackers. You know that? I'll tell you something right now, Sadler. You need a guy in a white jacket, a state vehicle, with the state of California emblem on the side.
Uh-huh. Hold on, will you? Hello?
And, hold on, General.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah, of course I do.
Oh, come on, will you?
I gotta go. All right, Phil. What's your name?
Phil Hendry, and this is Bud Dickman.
All right. All right, now, Bud... How long does it take for you to fall asleep? Do you ever fall asleep?
What do you mean, do I ever fall asleep? At night?
Yes, at night.
Yeah.
You do? Okay, so you do fall asleep.
Yeah.
All right. How long does it take for you, Phil?
Well, I mean, ask me if I fall asleep. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
All right, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Now, Bud, how long does it take for you to fall asleep?
Probably about...
I should ask Phil that, because, Phil, how long does it take you, Phil? I'll ask Bud.
Will you make up your mind, okay?
I'm sorry, the chick with the...
See, the blue panties, huh?
I'm sorry. I mean, no, not the blue panties. It was a chick with the disease. The chick with the disease. The chick with the blue panties.
Different chick.
Right. Mr. Henry...
You know something, Dr. Sadler? I tried to defend you. I had you at our... Remember when I had you at our garden club meeting and our garden club luncheon?
Yeah. It was very nice. Very tastefully done.
Oh, well, isn't that nice? I try to defend you to people, and here you are with the blue panties, laughing like a lecherous old weird ass. I find this... And aren't you married?
Yes, I am married. Yes, I am, and I love my wife very much, and I'm very, very loyal to her. But we've had problems.
Look, Doc, if you start bawling and telling me about your problems, not only am I going to hang up on you, I'm going to drive to San Diego, and even though you're a weightlifter, I'm going to beat you up.
Wow. So you think...
Yeah, I know, because you guys with all of that muscle building, you got no flexibility. I bet you I could get a couple of shots in and drop you.
What up?
Yeah, you gotta do it, Mr. Aaron. Go down and see it.
I'd love to see that. Hell, if I were you, I'd sell tickets for it.
That's very unfair, Phil. It was also a threat. And if you've ever... Have you seen my arms? Have you seen my guns? Have you? Well, have you?
Yeah, I think he's seen your guns, yes.
I've seen your arms, yeah. I saw you that day on the freeway where you had the arm hanging out the window trying to intimidate people. I don't care.
And that didn't intimidate you?
Not at all.
Jesus. Must be something wrong with you. Maybe you're one of them, what do you call it, sociopaths or something like that. But anyway, so, Bud, how long does it take for you to fall asleep?
Probably about maybe a minute.
It takes you a minute, then. How often do you wake up during the night?
Not at all.
What do you do? You have insomnia?
You have insomnia?
Yeah, I think so.
Insomnia is not being able to sleep.
Insomnia? All right, then that's a different disease entirely, isn't it?
A different disease from what? What disease do you think you have?
Well, a disease, I wake up every morning. And
you're supposed to wake up every morning.
I know that. I know it, but I gotta go back right back to sleep, see? Because I'm still tired.
Well, you don't have insomnia, Bud. You may have iron poor blood.
What are you wasting our time for?
I don't know what he means.
Bud, just because you want to get more mic time doesn't mean you have to lie about things.
Don't waste my time, Dickman. Please, don't waste my time. I'm Dr. Jim Sadler, and I'm on the Phil Hendry Show. Wait a minute. I should only do that when I'm on my show.
Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, so the other problem that I've had is, can't believe you, man.
Well, you're talking about not being able to sleep.
You're not being able to, we're not talking about sleeping in, we're just talking about sleep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, some of these guys you got working for you, Henry. You know what you should do? Go down here to the employment agency.
No, I'll take it under advisement, as we like to say. All right, Doc, now, what happened to me last night is I actually got some sleep. I got good quality deep sleep, but I woke up feeling very sluggish and drugged, and the reason was I had taken one half of a Unisom.
Okay, one half of a Unisom. I'm writing this down. Did you smoke any of the medical marijuana?
No, I did not.
Did you have any stimulants, any coffee?
I drink coffee sometimes during the show and sometimes I don't.
All right, drinking coffee. What about soda?
Sometimes a Diet Pepsi.
Do you drink any of the Mountain Dews or the different... do you have any of the different...
You're talking about, like, Monster?
Yeah, do you ever have a Monster or a Rockstar or a Popstar or any of the different ones like that?
No, the energy drinks?
Right. You ever have one of them?
No.
Ever have a Red Bull? Have you ever had one of them Four Locos?
I have not, no.
You haven't?
No.
I'd like to try one of those.
Are you asking Phil what he had, or...
Yeah, no, I am, but I was just curious what Four Loko... I would like to try it.
You're a doctor. People have died on that stuff.
I'm a doctor, which means I won't die on it, which means I'm not dumb, which means I know how to... God, just because people croak, Phil, I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor. You understand? Have you had any vaccinations over the last 6 months to a year?
No, I have not. What would that...
It's nothing. It's just something that I asked to. It's never mind. I just ask it to make it sound good.
Look, Doc, I'm not going to screw around with you, okay? I'm asking these questions because there are a lot of people that suffer with insomnia, and I do too, and that's why I'm asking you.
What? What did you just say?
I said I don't want to mess around with you, and I'm just asking because it sounds good, the chick with the blue panties and everything else.
Look, you're the guy who has a kid there that said he's got insomnia because he can't sleep in. All right, so I'm not the one that kicked off this hit parade. You did, Mr. Henry. Not me, you. That's on you, not me. You put that fear in the men, I did not.
Okay, thanks a lot, Captain Bly.
You're welcome. Now, what do you mean, Captain Bly?
All right, tell you what.
Dr. Sadler, you only hurt your own credulity and credubidute... Your own credulity.
My own credibility.
No, your own credulity.
Well, I'm sorry, but I think the word is credibility.
Look, Sadler, you're in no position to be telling anybody anything.
What is this anyway? I come on the program, I'm getting jumped by everybody on the show.
Because you're not answering any questions with any degree of professionalism. You're talking about all kinds of kooky, weird stuff. Okay? And I don't care if you're a weightlifter. I don't care. You know, Doc, thanks a lot.
Right, so I'm going to get hung up on, and now I got to take more grief tomorrow morning when I go down to the gym, and as soon as I get my jock strap on, all of the hurt begins, all of the abuse begins, all of the heartache begins.
What are you smiling at?
As soon as I get the jock strap on, all the heartache begins?
Yeah, I bet you does.
For the other guys. whatever that means.
Oh, man, that was quasi-weird.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say it.
I don't know why you talk about having heartbreak.
The Unisom is a over-the-counter drug, by the way, folks. It's not a prescription drug. My doctor will not prescribe me any sleep medication. And probably now I know why. There's got to be something, though. But I will say this. I took half of one, and it was fantastic. I mean, I slept like a rock. But when I woke up this morning, I was foggy. And so that's what I was trying to ask about.
Well, you're not going to get any answers out of that clown, that's for sure.
All right. I would think that maybe I should try a smaller dose.
Never tried it smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller until it's like, you know.
Yeah, just like a little teeny bit of it or something.
Well, at some point, it's not going to have any effectiveness. But I can tell you this much. What I took last night helped me sleep. But I was really, really just foggy, man, when I woke up. It took about a half an hour, but I felt a lot better. Right now, I'm sweating like a pig. It's hotter than hell in here, and it's probably about 30 degrees outside. I don't know what the hell's going on.
No, it's like a sun in here, Phil. Thank you very much for inviting me to work on a radio show where every night I feel like I've walked through the front door of the devil's own beach house. God, I hate it.
All right, we're going to be back on the Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Later on, folks, it is Brad Rifkin who will be talking with me about the proposed autobiography I write, In Your Wildest Hallucinations. And Brad will have some marketing ideas for me as we continue here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. You know, every day we are dropping a show highlight podcast on the Sideshow Network. It's also available on SoundCloud. You can find it on our Facebook fan page, which is Facebook.com/ Phil Henry Fans, PHANS. And so there is a 30-minute to 40-minute show highlight there. We also have a classic highlight, a classic podcast that we have for our subscribers, our Backstage Pass members, as well as over 5,000 hours of archived material, just different generations and different places and different things. And, you know, just it's there, man. It's a whole lot of it. The Phil Henry Show on our website. And when I say over 5,000 hours, I found a spreadsheet of the number of hours of radio that we've done, say, since 1999, and it's got to be more than 5,000 hours.
Well, you keep saying that, Phil, but until such time as you have someone count that stuff up, it's all just a big cluster you-know-what.
Yeah, I don't know, Phil.
Well, we're getting the show logs done. It's such an enormous archive. It's almost like if I really wanted to be crude and repugnant, and I would say it's almost like a man's, you know, like your manhood. Our archive is bigger, badder, thicker.
Would you stop, please? Because I'm getting a little bit. I'm disgusted by it, but it also turns me on a little bit. Oh, what a baby!
Come on, bud. Margaret, what are you talking about?
Do you really want me to explain?
No, I don't. But
that was grotesque. That, ew.
If you don't stop with the ooh, I'm going to reach over and I'll knock him cold.
Ew.
Ow!
She never even hit you, man. She swung at you.
Yeah.
But one of these days, man, she's really going to connect.
I can't wait for the day when she really connects. I'm serious. Because you remember that one day I did.
Yeah. Didn't hurt. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. I'm sorry.
All right. So yeah, it's a wild thing. All right. So our archive is a huge, massive, throbbing thing.
Well, there you say. You said throbbing. You see,
it's a big archive. So check it out at philhenryshow.com with a backstage pass. You have access to all of that and more, as well as a lot of video casts, a lot of old webcasts that we've done, other things, interviews and panels that we've been on, and TV pilots that we have produced or been involved in. A lot of stuff there at philhenryshow.com. Now, Brad Rifkin is coming up in just a moment here, and I do have my crew. I think we were going to talk about it. Well, to wrap up that whole insomnia thing.
You have to write things down. If you don't, Phil, you're lost. You're just lost. You come out of these breaks.
Yeah, Phil, and when you're taking that sleeping medicine.
Yeah, I know. I get going too fast, and there's too much that I'm doing, and there's too many things that I'm thinking about. An update here on the I wanted to do an update on the whole Malaysia flight thing. But I also want to tell you about a story that everybody's been asking me about, and this is Justin Bieber thing.
Well, this is, see, I, yeah, okay, good. I'm glad you're, yeah, uh-huh, mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, what?
What are you talking about?
I'm glad you're doing this because we finally are going to get the cards on the table here.
What does that mean?
It means that I think Justin Bieber, as one of our very interesting and exciting young artists, is a young man who, because he has made a lot of young women very happy, a lot of teenage girls very happy, he's being, yes, I think there is a level of the persecution. Yes, I think there is a level of a chastisement that is wrong. Yes, I think there is a level of hurt that he has endured. Yes.
All right, Margaret, I get it, okay? He's being put upon by the...
Yeah, you think this guy's being put upon by the panda... By the panda bat... God.
The paparazzi? The paparazzi? Is that what you're trying to say?
The paparazzi, yeah.
What a... Bud, I... one of these days, when you get your mouth fixed, the panda-razzi.
You didn't say the panda-razzi.
Somebody did.
No, no one said the panda-razzi. Somebody said panda virus a few weeks ago, and that someone was me. All right, let's listen now to... This is Mr. Bieber being deposed. It's a deposition, and if you don't know what a deposition is, it's when you are... this is where the attorneys ascertain the facts of a case. You know, what exactly happened? What went on? Do we have a case? And they're allowed to depose individuals who may or may not be hostile to their case. And this takes place in a conference room. There's lots and lots of lawyers there, and there's the individuals, the principals in the case. So Mr. Bieber was being questioned here in this deposition, and I believe it had to do with a lawsuit brought by a photographer who might have gotten his head smacked by a bodyguard. It was in Miami last Thursday, defending himself in a case brought by photographer Jeffrey Binion. The photographer claims that Bieber ordered four of his bodyguards to forcibly remove the memory card from Binion's camera after he took photos of Bieber outside a recording studio, the Hit Factory, in June of 2013. So TMZ got a hold of this video from the deposition, and here is one of the clips. The first one here is, I think, of Mr. Bieber just sort of being, as they say, arrogant with the questioning attorney. This is Mr. Binion's attorney.
Remember earlier today when I asked you?
No.
Why don't you listen to what I had to say first? And then maybe you'll tell me yes or no.
I don't have to listen to anything you have to say.
Clarify my question. Do you have a question about my question?
Today is
you
not
have
for
the right
to
be clear
over.
For you to be able to be
Mr.
clear.
Do
you remember being in Australia ever?
I don't know if I've been to Australia. I've been to Australia?
Are you aware that Scooter Braun knows that your bodyguards have attacked photographers?
What? Objection to form. What kind of question is that? That didn't make sense.
That's correct.
That doesn't make sense. That's
He's
a weird question.
Defending himself
here, Phil. Can you just ask some foundation?
I didn't hear your response. I
didn't finish.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt.
Oh, really? You didn't want to interrupt.
Is it true that you know that your security guards will punch, grab, and push, perhaps, if they need to?
I object.
Would you please look at the film that's up there? Go ahead and start.
This is a film?
Pause it. Would you please watch the television?
You said it's a film. You said watch the film. Is this a film?
Is there a difference between a film and something else?
Yes.
So yes or no answer required, right?
My lawyer's asking you a question.
Please, sir.
My lawyer's asking you a question.
I'm not here to answer his questions. You're here to answer mine. Have you ever disciplined Mr. Hesney?
Disciplined? What kind of question is that? Is he my son? Guess what?
Question?
Guess what? I don't recall.
Am I going off the video record or has that been?
Well,
all right, so there it was.
Why, that little... Someone ought to take that kid and pound his face in on... Oh, baby.
Wait just a moment. I want to say something.
Go ahead.
Justin Bieber is one of our fine young artists.
Well, Margaret, why don't you get with the real world, okay?
I'm the mother of an actor, so I know. That attorney was very aggressive, and I know it sounds as if I'm trying to defend a spoiled brat. No, he's not. He's very talented. He's defending himself from the very aggressive handling of a man who obviously doesn't know. You see, forget it.
What's the matter? I'm listening to you.
Yeah, but all four of you guys with the rolled eyeballs, I know what it means.
Yeah, but can't we even just have a rolled eyeball?
Well, I'm not going to waste my breath on a bunch of guys sitting here going, oh, well.
Well, Margaret, you know, he was really rude there.
He was rude, don't you think?
He was defending himself from this guy asking him a lot of questions. It's none of his business.
What about the one question, you know, would you watch the film? Is this a film? Is this a film? What's that about?
It was a video. It wasn't a film. Oh.
Well, Margaret, are you kidding? If I were in there, I would have headlocked Bieber and repeatedly rammed his head.
You better watch it because you can't say that. Otherwise, it sounds like an online threat. Although we're not online yet, but next week we will be online, so it will be an online threat.
What will?
If the general says...
I'm going to say it. I don't care who hears it. If I were Bieber, I would take my own head.
If you were Bieber...
No, hold on. If I were that attorney, I'd headlock Bieber and continually... I would take a three-step...
You'd take a three-step what?
I'd take a three-step running start, ram the head. Go back three steps, ram the head.
What? That's too much work.
You know, General, you think you've got more energy than you... Justin Bieber, I can assure you, would probably handle you no problem.
Oh, wow. 10 seconds. Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. I'll be right back.
You don't think I can do it, huh? You watch me. You watch me.